Troy from Zia Comics here with another travelogue for you. In Dubai, we went to the grocery store once or twice to pick up some stuff, you know, munchies and drinks for the room. Now, they have corner stores, you know, little corner markets, but their supermarkets are otherworldly. These places, you think Sam's Club and Costco are big? You could fit several Sam's Clubs inside of this supermarket. They just had everything you can imagine, and lots of it, lots of variety of it. But it's kind of hard to explain without showing you, so let's roll the footage. Prayer is very important in the Muslim community, and you never know where you're going to be when you have to do the prayers. And they still have separate ladies' prayer rooms. To answer that question you didn't ask, yes, you can milk a camel. And this is the camel milk that you get. It's a little bitter. I didn't really like it. I guess you got to get used to it, kind of like buttermilk. But the cookies and chocolate made from it are really, really good. Here at the produce section, it looks just like any other store, except it is just so much stuff and everybody was shopping. All the olives, I mean, they had every type of olive I believe has ever been in existence. Olives I've never even heard of. Here you see all the dried fruits and nuts that, oh, you could just come in here, buy a couple pounds of dried fruit and nuts, and you're set for snacking for the whole day. In fact, that is what I did. Took it back to the hotel room. Look at this. There's nuts that I didn't know existed. Then jumped over into the spices. There's so many spices. To answer your question, yes, there is saffron. And it's not nearly as expensive there as you would think, since it's kind of made in that area. And lentils, beans, you name it. You can make your own peanut butter. They had hazelnut. I don't even know what these are, but that area smelled so good I wanted to try it. Then we move on to my favorite section, the cheeses. Soft cheeses, hard cheeses, camel milk cheeses. I mean, just, oh. If you're a cheese lover like I am, this is heaven for you. There's every kind of cheese that I have ever seen. Another one of my favorite foods, mushrooms. You want fresh mushrooms? Yeah, they were growing them right there on the right. You saw that, right? Picked them, put them right here in the place. Yeah, there they are growing them. And not only mushrooms, but they also had truffles. And I bought as many truffles as I could fit in my suitcase to bring home. Remember when I told you about the saffron? Yeah, this is the only way to get it in your luggage pre-sealed. You really can't buy it by weight and put in your luggage. They kind of frowned on that. Just wanted to give you a little glimpse at the shelves. You'll notice every shelf is full. Not like back home when we left. A lot of times you go to the store and there would be a lot of empty shelves. These guys, as soon as something was pulled off the shelf, it seemed like they restocked it. Everything just... And these aisles are so long. All of them are full of so many different varieties of everything, man. Look at all this food. Tony Stark would be proud of this. Look at all that shawarma. Chicken, beef, and lamb. No pork. Here they have all the pre-prepared fowl. You have your chicken, your quail, your stuffed pigeon. That's right. I said pigeon. You know those... Birds are always on the sidewalk and being a nuisance. Well, they eat them over here. And so do I.
Okay, in Dubai, we went to the local grocery store, the Carrefour, which is basically like a Walmart, a bigger Walmart than I've ever seen in my life on steroids. I mean, this place has everything. One of the things I did see, I guess, is a local cuisine. And I've seen this in the States in some places, but we have roasted quail. And I'm going to take a little bite of that here in a minute and tell you how it is. But this is the one that I really want you guys to see. It is stuffed pigeon. You know, the flying rats? Yeah, they actually eat stuffed pigeon. I wonder why I didn't see too many of them here in the big city. Well, now I know why. So let me just start with the quail. It's a lot smaller, not as much meat on it. They're just big, floofy birds. Okay, it's not bad. Not bad. The dark meat's pretty good. I hate to say it, but yeah, it tastes like chicken. Let's try a little piece of the white meat, the breast area here. And Actually, you know what? I think the quail tastes more like turkey than chicken. It's good. It's really good. I'm not upset that I bought that one. Here's one where the trepidation begins. We're going to try some of these stuffed quail. If you can see inside, it is stuffed with some kind of rice, it looks like. I'm not sure how well you can see in there, but yeah, stuffed rice. Surprisingly, the legs aren't that as big as I thought they would be. And the wings are pretty much non-existent. So this bird is all breast. So I'm guessing it's going to be a lot of white meat. Oh, wow, that sank right in there. And wow, it's stuffed to the hilt. So let's get a little bit of the meat with the rice stuffing here. I gotta say, I think I actually like the pigeon better than the quail. I don't know if that's because the stuffing. The stuffing is really good. It's kind of like a, it reminds me of stovetop stuffing. With the consistency and the taste, but it's really good. Let's go up here by the neck where I think it's going to be. Well, it's stuffed pretty much all the way through pretty well. So maybe that's why it looks so plump. I'm just tear off just a piece of the meat. Honestly, yeah, it's a lot tastier than the quail. It's not as dry. Yeah, maybe the way he prepared it, but still, it's got a different taste to it. Like I said, the quail was very reminiscent of turkey. The pigeon has its own taste. All in all, I gotta give them both thumbs up. The quail was not bad, and the pigeon, really good. So if you're ever in Dubai and you go to Carrefour, don't be afraid to grab the stuffed pigeon, man.
No meal is complete without coffee and dessert. So we visited the Swiss chocolatier right there in the same shopping area. All the different candy, chocolate. Oh, so, so good. So we picked an assortment of chocolates to have with our cappuccino. That was the Carrefour supermarket. They had a lot of those Carrefours there. Like I tell you, huge. I only showed you the supermarket side. They also had clothing, electronics. It was like everything in one site. It was kind of like a Walmart supercenter, but bigger and better stuff. The fresh mushrooms growing right there, that sealed it for me. And being able to get a cappuccino and some Swiss chocolate after you get done, great. So, you know, if you really want to know how culture is, how they live, you need to get out of the tourist areas and go to where they are, where they shop, where they live. So that's why I like to go to places like the local supermarkets to get a good idea for how, you know, what they eat, how they go about shopping, just getting a real good feel for their culture rather than the tourist area. If you like this video and you'd like to see more like it, subscribe, man. It don't cost you nothing and it helps us out a lot. And until you see our next video, later, nerds.